This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show! You follow this figure up the stairs with great pace. Roll another perception check.
6.
All right. You watch them walk.
I saw them go to Zill's room.
Yeah, you watch them walk into Zill's room and shut the door behind them. Okay. What are you doing?
I have my flail. Do I have my flail at my side?
Yes, you do.
I probably don't have my shield with me.
Probably not.
Yeah. I go in.
Yeah, okay.
I fucking roll up in there.
So you open the door.
Yeah.
And the person is standing on the other side of Zill's bed, sort of facing the door. A very, like, stricken look on her face. Platinum blonde hair, sort of messy, fallen down, hood cloaked over it, very young. Roll a history check.
I don't know this person. Natural one.
A past lover.
No one you recognize.
Yeah.
Young looking, very sharply dressed despite the sort of frantic look. And there's this look of like, something deeper than awe, like genuine bone chilling shock on her face. And she's holding this paper and her hands are trembling. And she looks up and she sees you and she's like, what are you up to?
I'm just staring.
Oh, no.
I say,
no.
Why'd you leave the party? You want to dance?
That's good.
There was a girl just here. There was like a small girl just here. I saw her and then she disappeared.
Hey, breathe, man, breathe. Who are you?
And then she just like shakily hands you this note. She left it on the bed. I don't. And you look down at this note you were handed. And in this very childlike scrawl are written the words, "You are not safe, period, - B."
Who are you?
I'm just gonna go.
No, you're not. You are not.
And she moves a step past you.
Bitch, I grab her. You are not.
Okay, we're gonna do a contested.
You are not leaving without telling me who you are.
Bitch.
Well, she did incredibly bad.
Yeah, she did.
20 not natural.
Okay, you pull her right back in. She's a scrawny little teen. she's like trying to like push your hand off.
Hey, if you're a friend, I'm a friend. What is your name?
We're friends. I'm Mavis. I'm who you replaced. Please get your hands off
no,
me.
No, hey, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
You took my spot. I quit. Let me go.
Hey, no. I'm sorry you're not consenting to this. I feel really bad. But
I'm such a good person.
I can't. No, why did you come back? What can I do? Why can I help?
I give her a hug. She's like trying to like kick against you.
I give her a hug. I say, hey, hello. My name is Dylan. It's nice to meet you. What happened? There was a kid in Zill's room.
Are you still holding on to her genuinely very tightly?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll loosen and kind of look down at her a bit.
Okay. All right. She's like, there was a kid. I came in here. I was looking for something. I didn't find it. There was a kid. She appeared. She put a note on the bed. She saw me and she went away again. Please let me go.
Mavis.
And you feel a cold metal.
I say.
Against your hip.
Do it.
I'm so scared.
Finally.
I have a boner. Me too. Mavis. I don't know much about you, but I do think you were treated badly, okay? And a little bit I know, I found something I think might be yours, and I'm sorry that you had a bad time with them. But I need you to tell me that you weren't coming to Zill's room to do something bad.
I so obviously was not. Are you kidding me? She's down there. She's down there dressed in a raven feather gown. And you're worried that I, right here, who am trying to fucking figure this puzzle out and the one putting bad into the world?
What happened with Kai?
What didn't put me down?
Will you talk to me?
Not here, not tonight.
Where can I?
But I have a lot of evidence.
Mavis, let me help. Let me help you.
Do you set her down at that point? I notice you really acting. Do you make any moves?
Yes.
Okay. You sort of...
I hold under her shoulders and I say, let me help. Let me help you.
I'll meet you tomorrow if you'd come without them. Name your place.
I'll meet you at... The ruins, right? There are ruins.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the ruins.
All right. And she puts her dagger back in her.
You could have done it. Wouldn't have hurt.
she sort of like shoves your arms off at this point. Do you let her do so? You should figure out why that note's there. I'm not fucking staying around here. And she walks towards the window of Zill's room.
Do you want this note?
Absolutely not. And she throws the window open and one leg, two legs.
I run over. Do you need help?
Never. Drops.
Ooh!
And she's gone.
Well, okay. I put the note in my pocket.
All right, you put the note in your pocket.
And then while I'm up here, I'm just gonna sort of like do a quick sweep of the upstairs.
Okay.
See if there's anyone else in here, maybe.
Roll another perception check, please. Or investigation, whichever one makes you best.
I mean, they're a negative one, both of them, so it doesn't matter. That's a two, baby.
Two. All right. No, everything looks fine. This is great.
While I'm up here, I'm going to, like, grab my shield, though, and sort of attach it to my back to make it look like a cool thing. You never know.
Yeah. All right. you do that?
Yep. And then I go back downstairs, and do I see anything out of the ordinary now?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Party is still raging on. The ice sculpture has begun to melt somewhat, and your nose looks a little weird, but it's fine. It's very warm. It's very, very warm in this room.
I'll sort of, like, hang out at the top of the stairs, kind of try to look really cool, but be mostly scoping.
Okay. Everyone else, roll a perception check.
Slurps up, baby. Slurps fucking up. Unnatural 20.
All right.
I critically failed.
You are grinding so hard.
Oh, yeah. And Dylan is just watching like, oh.
tears in her eyes, but literally, not letting them fall.
That was one of the things she was nervous about, was like, oh, will Kai dance with me?
Aww.
No, alas.
I gotta deal with your fucking past upstairs so I can't dance with you.
It's not my fault.
So those of you who rolled 20s, the glint of
I rolled a 20-20, though.
I know, which means you get to see something, don't you?
Okay. Do I see it?
Here's what you both see.
Okay. Yeah.
The glint of Dylan's armor hits your eye. Dylan has been upstairs. Dylan is not wearing a shield before. Dylan is hanging out at the top of the stairs. Zill, you notice in your direction, top of the stairs, ceiling above it, a spider is crawling along the ceiling.
Oh, no.
I just go
to
Dylan.
Did that fucker see that whole thing?
Wait, is it leaving? Is it leaving?
Yeah.
Can I mage hand it?
Yeah, you mage hand it. You pull it down off the ceiling.
Hey, what's Dylan doing up there? Griana cast Speak with Animals.
Okay, Speak with animals.
I start walking towards the upstairs.
Do I see the mage hand?
Somebody,
I go, fuck, man.
Can I roll for perception?
Do you want me to come with you?
You can if you
You're
want.
Too busy I'm coming getting, with you.
You can enjoy the party.
No,
roll
a perception
check. Keep an eye on Kai. Okay.
What?
No, I'm
coming with you.
Another perception
check. Hey, Kai.
Kai's half naked. No one can
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's a 14. What's up, Griana?
Hey, keep an eye on the downstairs, okay? We just saw something really weird, but we need someone to patrol downstairs.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay.
Martina goes, what?
I'll fill you in.
No, don't fill her in.
I go to Marge. I go, Marge. I, like, dust off my shoulders. I'm like, we got a job to take care of. You in or you out?
Oh, baby, it's a little early to retire in the evening, but I'm sure I could arrange something.
Let's get some champagne and keep an eye on the downstairs. Holler for anything
keep
suspicious.
Keep an eye on a downstairs. Where, oh, where's no.
a
new
oh,
euphemism
whimper from
I?
Dylan.
And
hey.
Margiani, that does have a double meaning. But I really mean this dance floor and, like, the whole party, so let's just, like, keep an eye on security.
Is something going wrong?
I don't know. Hopefully not, but I have a feeling something is. Will you just keep an eye with me?
Always, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm walking upstairs.
Walking up the stairs. Griana, do you cast Speak with Animals?
Yeah, I'm casting Speak with Animals.
Yeah,
hey,
Griana, just give me one second.
Do they pass me?
No, give me one second,
no,
actually.
They're going upstairs.
All right, I'll give you a second.
So we would pass Dylan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys are coming up to Dylan?
Or
are
yeah.
you? Okay, so you guys come up to Dylan with the spider, not yet having cast Speak with Animals, and the three of you are together.
Hey, Dylan, what happened? I want to make sure that... Hey, Griana, look for anything on the ceiling or the walls or the floor.
Okay.
Hey, can we go inside a room?
Perception check.
Yep.
13.
All right.
Damn it.
The spider seems to be the spookiest thing that's happened here.
The spider seems to be the spookiest thing that happened over here. I have a jersey.
Whose room should we go in? Mine? Yours, Dylan?
Let's go in mine.
All right. And so they...
You're going to kill me, Zil. I didn't do shit.
I know you didn't do shit, but I just got questions.
All right.
Dylan, welcome to my room,
Dylan
everyone.
Is going, but I don't think she wants to.
All right. Griana, Zil, Dylan. The three of you go into Griana's room, slam the door shut.
Welcome to my room.
I want to look around. I want to look around also.
Okay. Roll a perception check.
15.
I'm also going to roll a perception check. Nice. 6.
All right. Both of you, business normal.
All right. Room's all clear.
Okay.
Elena,
did something happen?
What?
Up here? You have a shield on.
Yeah.
I'm assuming something happened. What happened?
Nothing happened.
Hmm.
I want to be safe. I don't know. The night's going on and nothing's happened. And
Dylan,
I'm
it's okay if something happened. I just would like to know. I'm not blaming you for anything.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Dylan.
Okay.
We weren't saying that you were doing anything wrong.
Yeah, nothing
we're saying
happened.
That it looks like something happened up here because you have a shield and we saw the spider.
Well, I don't know about the pests and the...
No, we saw the spider. And that means something, I think.
I got a
hey,
shield
Dylan.
Because I'm protective and I'm worried. Nothing's happened and I think something, another shoe's about to drop, man.
Why were you up here?
I wanted to check and make sure everything's okay. I set up some traps and I point at my shitty, done utensils hanging from Griana's window.
Would you like to bring this to rolls?
Yes.
All
right.
What am I rolling insight?
You're rolling insight. Griana, you're rolling insight.
23.
Dylan, you are rolling.
14.
All right.
21.
You both can tell that Dylan is perhaps a bit more guarded and not very well rehearsed.
I'm going to stand behind you, Dylan.
I'm leaning against the door.
Hey, Dylan is leaning against the door. That's kind of hard to do.
Can you scooch? Because I'm going to stand right behind you.
Dylan, I just want to say
yeah.
that I'm just speaking for me in this. I took a leap, and I trusted you right off the bat. And I don't think that you would do anything wrong up here. I don't think anything wrong happened. I just think something did happen. I just would like to know what that was before we get this other thing started.
Can I also say something, Dylan?
Of course.
I know I'm standing behind you, but I'm going to stand in front of you now.
Okay.
Oh God, I got to sit on the bed. I'm a little overwhelmed, to be honest. We had a very difficult time with the person that was in our team before, and it was because there was not a lot of trust and not a lot of truth, and things escalated, and it was just bad, and we don't want that with you. But we know you're lying to us. This isn't the Dylan that we met, and no, you're very tense right now, and we want to know what's going on so we can unpack it consensually and figure this out. Please, I can't take another dysfunctional team. I can't!
Dylan, I don't want to lose another person.
And someone's going to die if we start lying to each other again. So another person's going to die if we're not truthful. That's the whole point. Just tell the truth.
Grianna.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's like I'm calm and then I'm not.
Kai, roll a perception check. Dylan's just been watching them go back and forth.
11.
Thank you. Continue.
Just.
You say you trusted me. I trusted you too. I trust you, I think.
You think?
So what
happened that made you question that? Because let's talk about it.
I'll tell you.
We'll tell you.
You never told me about this other girl. You just say things went wrong. Do you blame her? Was it you that did something? Did you all do something to this person? Should I be scared for what's in store for me?
Oh, no.
That's why I'm tense, because I'm
I think it was partially everybody's fault, even her involved.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, a lot has happened to us. And she was a new person coming in. And it's hard when you've been through so much with a certain group of people to be welcoming to a new person, especially if on their part they don't fully want to listen. She is not a bad person. She can be an asshole sometimes. But I think in her heart, she is good. She thinks that Kai has done some bad things. And I don't believe those things to be true.
I will also jump in and say that I do not think that they are true either. Because we have full trust and we have full trust in Kai. And that took a lot from the she put out some really, really strong accusations. And can I just say, I ran a business and I would never have hired someone who was as dangerous as our past team member accused. I wouldn't. And I'm being very, very, very serious about that. She came into our team with a very, very strong head and information that no matter what, there was no changing her mind. The difference between if you don't have at least a little bit of an open mind, then you're just stubborn and you're going to be wrong about some things. She didn't listen to anybody but herself, and that eventually caused the downfall of our team dynamic. And it was so, so hard to get through to her that we could be capable of something that could function, because she refused to believe anything other than what she wanted.
It was hard, but we also weren't as willing as I am with you.
Yes. We were really ready to be open with you because we learned so harshly how bad it can go with somebody else. And we are to blame for a lot of the bad behaviors that went on. I mean, we have, as you could tell, we're a bit stubborn and we're quick to get angry. So we'll own up to our stuff. But the fact that we can own up to our stuff is even more of a testament to the fact that the accusations against Kai are not true. Because we'll own up to what's true, and that's not true.
I have a statement and then a question, I guess.
Okay.
Of course.
Sounds good.
You know, that group, you know, you said you have a group that you go through a lot together and you're tight-knit and it's hard to get through. You know, I had that too. I was supposed to be on that mission. That was supposed to be me. That money was supposed to be going to my dad's, but I didn't because I don't know why. They told me not to go. Kind of last minute, but I lost that. I lost all of them. And I thought, maybe I'll try this. Maybe I'll try these people. They look like they're in need. Maybe I can be helped. Maybe I can make up what I lost. I lost my group. I lost those soldiers that I went through training with that I've known for half of my life. I lost them, and they died because of undisclosed reasons, but we all know what they are, right?
Yeah.
They're disclosed to us because I get it, but what does she think? What does she think Kai did? I've got a right to know if you're trying to lecture at me. What does she think Kai did?
Do you want me to say it?
If you would like to, I don't mind.
Okay. It's clear we've all been through tremendous loss. We've lost our town. You've lost your team.
We've all lost people.
I mean,
okay.
And we're so sorry. We're so glad you weren't on that mission, first of all, because we're so glad you're here with us today. And it was truthfully heartbreaking to go and fight to find those soldiers. So with that said, what our past teammate accused Kai of was murder. And within the circus that she traveled with, there seems to have been a setup that happened, and we're not quite sure. But when Kai found out, she had no idea that that person even died. Not a clue. She was shocked. And you know Kai, okay? She can't really lie that easily or contain her raw emotions. That is a fact. So I knew when she found out that information that it truthfully was a surprise. And also, we have fought battles with Kai. We know that she's not capable of just, well, we know that she's not capable of doing something like that. But Mavis believes the setup that happened. She truly believes that what that person, whoever killed that other person in that town or in that circus, she believes the story that they have put out that has framed Kai. We don't believe it, but she does. And so she's carrying that with her, and she's thinking that we're all a bunch of idiots for trusting Kai. So that's why she left, because she thinks that we're being brainwashed by a murderer. But in fact, we haven't been brainwashed by a murderer. We lost our town, and we're traveling together to find a new purpose in life. That's basically what's happening.
You can honestly, if you choose to believe it, you can believe that.
Yeah.
And you can leave like she did.
We're not going to force you to stay. We understand.
I'm not going to fight any more of my team members like that.
Why do you assume I'm going to believe
that? I'm just saying if. I don't know.
Yeah. You know I like Kai.
I think that if you want to talk to Kai about it, I think she would be open to talking to you about it.
I think she's a little busy right now.
And with that, I take you to downstairs. You guys are just sort of, you and Margiani, Kai, you guys are sort of sitting at the bar, on the bar, champagne bottles in both of your hands, surveying the place to your best possible ability. You're a little distracted. There's this point where Margiani says, listen, it's not very often on my nights off that I play guard duty. Can I interest you in something just a bit more entertaining?
What did you have in mind?
I'll show you. And then with that, her hand comes to the back of your head and pulls you in for a very long, drawn-out kiss that sort of dips you just a little bit. Both of you on the bar, you hear a few cheers. But with more of your body sort of touching the bar at that time, you can feel what you previously hadn't felt before, and that is a tremor.
Oh, no, it's happening again.
And you kind of, like, push Margiani off. And then you hear the cawing of a raven. And your eyes go to embodied yolk. dancing around this very red cardinal.
I fucking knew it.
Who spreads its wings. And in that moment, all the red feathers that had been on it are flung off, revealing a dark metallic bird with black metal feathers and terrifying red eyes.
You fuck.
And it tilts its head back and forth mechanically, and it opens its beak, and the beak's mouth is sharpened, jagged teeth. And with a first wing, it slices into embodied yolk.
No! That one shot's gonna be more sad now.
Decapitating
all
of them in one fell swoop.
Holy shit.
And then its wings come down to rest on the ground. And as the panicked partygoers start screaming, I'd like you to roll initiative.
Just Kai?
I'd like the three of you to also roll initiative.
Ah, shit. Seven? Well, it doesn't matter.
17.
Oh, my God. Poor. They're really disembodied.
20, not Nat.
I got a 3, so just wait for me.
Holy shit. I'm like, adrenaline is pumping.
We never freaking spoke to the spider.
I know I was going to after that, but, you know.
Whoopsies.
It's going to have to wait.
All right, so the initiative order as stands is Zil, Raven, Kai, Griana, Margiani, and Dylan. You notice that the other members of Septos were actually not here tonight.
Also,
where the heck are
we? Weird that Margiani has a black. Actually, I described that dress.
Sid frames herself.
God damn it.
Yet again.
Honestly, like, I had plans, and I was like, can't believe she just walked right into that one.
All right, let's fucking fight.
All right, let's go. Let's fight this bitch.
All righty. Zil, Griana, Dylan, the three of you are upstairs in Griana's room when you hear screams of horror and metallic sounds coming from downstairs.
Let's go.
I squish the spider.
I guess.
You squish the spider into your hands.
No, wait. Before you squish, what do you know?
No, it's too late.
It's too late.
It's dead.
There'll be other opportunities.
Get under my ponytail.
Iga, under your ponytail. Zil, what are you doing?
Carly, pick a hand.
Right hand.
I bolt to my room.
Okay, you swing open Brianna's door. Swing open your door.
I'm bashing in where I put my fanny pack.
You bash in where you put your fanny pack.
I'm getting my fanny pack.
You put your fanny pack on.
And I bolt.
And then you bolt.
Yes.
All right. So you managed to do that. You managed to sort of get to, I would say, halfway down the stairs. And then you can see this metallic raven, 5 foot tall, enormous wingspan.
Oh, my God, the bear.
Blood dripping. You don't see it yet, Griana.
Oh, no.
It's Zil's the quickest to jolt. Having decapitated a few members of embodied Yolk. And then you see the raven open its mouth and this terrifying purple cloud fall over
the
audience in this 30-foot cone, getting everything out in front of it, all the way to right before the bar. You're barely safe.
Oh, thank God.
But you see people start to cough.
Fuck.
And as they're going to grab at their throats, they stop moving.
Oh, shit.
Frozen. And the rock takes its first steps off the stage, looking to harm. Kai, it's your turn.
I go into rage.
Can I speak as a free action real quick?
Yeah, you speak as a free action. What's up?
I want to say, look over here!
Toward the raven? Okay.
Yeah.
It looks over at you.
Hey, bitch.
Okay, don't go in. Don't go in.
Okay, Kai. No, oh, I go in.
No, don't. Please don't.
I go
you
in.
You can't make her do anything.
So, as my bonus action, I dash, and my first attack is recklessly, which means I get an advantage. So first...
Is she okay when she enters the fog?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
it's
going
hard,
to...
It's harder to breathe, but she's not affected.
I'm going to cast... Mm. Hex on this bird.
Okay. You've cast Hex.
Okay. And I take my Morning Star and I swing at it.
Okay. Roll an attack.
Ooh. 23.
That hits. Go ahead and roll.
The damage is 11, but until the spell Hex ends, I deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage. And I choose an ability and that creature has disadvantage. This guy takes 11 plus 5, that's 16 damage. 5 of that is necrotic.
So you begin hacking into it, standing in front of it, one of the only fighters, while people around you are panicking. They're pushing you around. While you are in the throng of the crowd, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Critically failed.
Oh. Okay. While you are in the trampled masses of people who have not yet fallen to whatever was just done, you are knocked on your ass and people begin to trample you. So you have been knocked prone and you take 4 damage, 4 trampling damage. And then it is down to Brianna. Brianna, you hear the screams. You see Zil bolt. What are you doing?
I bolt. Kay. I bolt towards, I go.
Yeah. Okay, so you're running. Head to the top of the stairs. You see this raven, this metal raven, decapitating members of Embodied Yolk. You see this poisonous cloud petrify, it seems, freeze some of your party goers. Joey, frozen.
Oh, not Joey. Hold on, Iga.
Iga holds on. What are you doing?
Hey! My name is Griana Aronde from the Aronde family, and I am a beast slayer. Look at me!
It explodes.
Wow, that was easy. No, and I am a beast slayer. I cast fairy fire.
Okay.
And I put a red light around this beast.
All right. You put a red light around
it. Scarier.
And what that means is that any attack roll against this creature or object with this creature has advantage if the attacker can see it.
Yes.
And the affected creature or object can't benefit from being invisible.
There you go. Smart. All right, so you stand at the top of the stairs. You cast your spell. It takes on this dangerously red-looking aura as Kai is swept underneath the crowds. People are running. And with that... Margiani begins working her way through the crowd as well.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, armed only with a dagger. Oh. and she heads forward to, instead of hitting the beast, actually spends her turn helping Kai back up to standing, saving Kai from the crowds.
My love.
You took my thing.
Modern romance.
Modern romance, baby.
I'll do something better.
Well, with Margiani having taken your turn, go ahead and take yours.
I'm running to Kai, path of least resistance, if that means jumping off the top of the fucking stairs.
It does mean exactly that.
Yeah.
Go, you jump. Roll dexterity.
Save.
Acrobatics. What you
okay,
may determine.
I'm good at acrobatics. I'm beasting at that. That's a 7.
All right. It hurts. You take... you take 5 falling damage as you sort of twist your ankle on that landing a little bit.
Oh, no.
But otherwise, I would say your movement's probably spent.
I'll dash.
Okay, and then you spend the rest of your movement.
Well, can I... would it be an action to rip my sleeves off my shirt?
It would not.
Yeah.
That's a bonus action,
m'lady. I see what's going on in the crowd. I'm running to Kai. I rip my sleeves off of my...
Yes.
Blazer, and I put one around my mouth and my nose.
Okay.
And when I get to Kai, I give one to her.
Okay.
So sweet.
That's really,
interesting.
Really kind.
All right. So with
and, I, and then I begin to like tie it around my kind of make a mask.
Okay.
For
all
myself,
right.
And
all
I'm
right.
there with them.
Okay. It is back up to Zil. I'm sorry. No, it's actually the people's turn.
Actually,
sorry.
Wait, can I do something else?
Yes, what would you like to
do? Just because, like, I feel like I'm here. I should do something.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah, so I run. I start to tie my thing. And I say, put this on, my lady. And then I grab my flail, and I just use my action surge to just, like, clock this bird up into
the thing. All right, you action surge. You go to hit.
But I can do two attacks because it's just a whole other action. Baby. The first one is a 20 not natural to hit.
That hits.
And then the second one is going to be a very high, 26 to hit.
Both of them hit.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
Can you actually say that?
The first one does 12 points of damage. And then I'll immediately bring it back down. And let me see. The second one is going to do, max damage. 13 points of damage. So 13 and 12, 25 total. And I'm going to try to, so the first one's going to go up and like hit it in the beak. And then the second attack, I'm going to, since I hit, I'm going to add a d8 to that damage, and I'm going to attempt to knock it prone with a trip attack. Must make a strength DC 16 save.
Okay.
And it will take 8 more points of damage.
All right, so you begin beating into the metal of this bird, and you see metallic feathers begin to sort of fall off, but the construct is still moving strong.
It has to make a save to not fall prone.
To not fall prone?
Yeah, that was a trip attack, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a non-nat 20.
Cool. Yeah, it saves, but it still takes extra damage.
This is true. And it looks like you have gotten its attention.
Come and get it, bro.
And the people around are pushing and shoving and trying to get out. Margiani and you will need to make saving throws here, dexterity saving throws to sort of stay up. Margiani critically misses. She's tossed to the ground.
I got a 7.
Several feet away, and she hits her head, and she's super disoriented. She's like kind of struggling to stand up, but people keep sort of like stepping on her, pushing over frozen people on top of her. She's getting crushed. And then, Zil, it is your turn.
Margiani's being crushed?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Trampled would be a good term for it.
I want to try something, but it's going to be really bad if I waste my fucking turn.
It's
okay.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to reach my fanny pack. This probably is not going to work.
Okay.
I reach my fanny pack. I take my journal, and I make it look like Rewalt's journal.
Okay.
Because I don't know if this thing wants this still.
Okay.
And I take it out, and I try to get its attention by yelling, and I want to see if it looks at the journal at all. And I'm like, hey, is this what you want?
It does look at you, and it cocks its head to the side, and then it continues to attack.
Yeah, I fucking wasted my turn.
But it did give you, like, a very... Roll an insight.
24.
For a machine or a construct of some kind, that definitely knew what that was.
Ooh. But it wasn't interested in it.
I wouldn't say that that's true.
But it didn't get its attention enough to, like, put its attention towards me, though. It's just going back.
It's not turned its attention back. Its eyes are still on you, but it's continuing to attack things.
Because I want to... If it wants this, I don't know how. Do I get anything else from it?
That's what you understand.
I understand that it does want it.
It sees it, and it understands what it is.
So it's probably a part of that group. Well, it's definitely.
And with that.
Well, because I'm trying to decide if I should do this or not, because if it doesn't work, then it's just. It makes
just
me look stupid. I run. I'm like, come and get it, you fuck.
Okay.
And I run. And I run back into the hallway in my room.
Okay.
And I just kind of, and I go, if this works, meet me at the ruins. And I run back into my room, and I just wait for a second. If he's not up here in this turn, then I'm coming back. So this could be a very bad idea. I apologize if it is. But yeah. I'm just seeing... Okay.
I like the idea.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You fuck.
You metal
fuck. So you go into your room. Where do you stop in your room?
I stop right by the open window.
Roll another perception check.
She closed it, I thought.
17 plus 6.
All right.
23.
You see several people in hoods outside.
That doesn't... Okay. Nice to see them.
I fucking hate my life.
Hey, you fucks, you want this? Come meet me at the ruins, you fucks.
Oh my God.
And then my next turn, I'm going to do something else.
Oh, that implicates things.
That was a good decision.
What is that to? God, I don't know.
Don't, okay. Just meet me at the ruins and it's going to be fine.
Okay. So.
I'll just die.
No, not by yourself.
Brianna will die at your side.
I'm
and
a beast slayer.
She'll give me a kiss.
The raven, looking at the two of you, opens its beak once again, and the noxious fog comes out once more. Please roll a constitution saving throw with advantage because of your face masks.
Yeet, my sleeves.
That was an amazing idea.
That's going to be a 24 from me.
Oh, I exploded, but I also have plus 8. That thing did not get me.
High five.
All right, you guys, breathing steady. You're fine. Griana, you're also in the, I also need you to roll. Go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh, no, I don't like that noise.
Okay, Griana, you feel your body.
No, I'm a beast slayer.
I get triple advantage because I'm a beast slayer.
You feel.
I got a 20.
Your body
darling,
begin
I really
to
must
tense
be going.
Up.
What?
You have only minor movement remaining.
Can I see Griana?
Yes, you see Griana begin to freeze.
You guys, I'm in a bit of a situation. Can anyone hear me? I'm in a bit of a situation.
And those are the last words you can get
I'm
out of your mouth before it stops. And then,
and then
as you glance from hearing Griana, Dylan,
yeah,
a slice, a wing,
yeah,
is now coming to cut across you.
Okay, real quick, before you tell me what they roll,
yeah,
I'm turned around,
yeah.
My shield's on my back. Do I still get the do I get the AC of my shield?
Well, here, I'll tell you what I rolled, and we'll tell you if it matters.
I guess I rolled
a 14.
That it won't matter either way.
Cool. So it bounces off the shield, and you whip your hand back around. It looks like you have made an enemy. Kai, you look
good.
Over, and you see Margiani's body stop moving.
Is she still on the ground?
Mm-hmm. Frozen. Barely twitching. And it is your turn.
Okay.
You see the bar, Jack, frozen.
Do I see...
You see Joey, frozen.
Do I see Margiani?
Mm-hmm.
I see that, and I look to Kai, and I can't really grab my shield. Well, I start grabbing for shield. I say, you can go to her if you want. I'll get you.
No, we gotta get this thing.
I can, I can protect you if you need to go to her.
And with that, the rest of the trampling people sort of get outside.
So she's okay?
So, who?
Margiani?
No, frozen on the ground. Just the people who are still up, unfrozen, have left the premises.
Oh, I was just wondering if she's still being stepped on.
No, the last of it sort of happens. She is underneath a few other frozen bodies, however.
Okay.
I
look at Dylan and I'm like, we gotta get this thing. There's nothing we can do about that right now.
I'm by your side always, man.
And I take my... Or I look at... I, like, give a fist bump.
Fist bump.
All right. I go, I take my Morning Star, and I whack it upside the raven's head.
Okay. You whack it. You roll advantage because it has fairy fire on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I should have rolled advantage.
You should have, but you can't because that is a concentration spell, and Brianna's concentration has been interrupted.
No! I still hit both my times.
You hit both your times.
Even though I'm frozen, my mind's still awake, and I'm still concentrating.
I love you.
And I love you.
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah. That's an 18 plus 7, so that's a 25.
That hits. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Don't it? Yeah. Okay. So.
Buff women taking it down.
Buff women taking it down.
We're gonna buff women taking it
down.
Okay,
so that's gonna be 10. It's gonna be 10 reg damage and then necrotic damage. We got 4. So that's gonna be 14 damage.
Another 14 damage taken. You are hacking into this beast, trying to make movement. Did you roll your necrotic? Was that part?
Yeah, that was
okay.
Part of it.
Just making sure. And you just begin hacking into it. More metal feathers falling, clanking to the ground. Griana, I need you to make
yes
a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. Okay, because that's going to be an 8, so.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
For a beast slayer, I'm not doing very well.
Griana.
Are you about to kill Griana?
Petrification takes hold
what?
Of your body.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Your spirit is still alive and active.
Where? What's going on with Iga?
But it's like your body isn't connected to your soul anymore.
Holy shit.
Given all the power in the world, you could no longer move it. You are truly petrified. Oh. Iga, nudging you, licking your face, trying to spur some action out of you, unable to, tears falling from its face as it paws you gently. Mom is not responding.
That is so sad. I don't know what to do.
Can't do anything.
I'm here. I'm in here. No!
Margiani, exactly the same.
Oh, man.
Dylan, it is your turn.
I am so torn between wanting to help Griana. But I can't do anything. Mackenzie knows I can't do anything. Dylan likes Griana.
Dylan likes Griana.
No, she does.
Dylan
like,
wants
like,
to
Dylan
save
Dylan really likes Griana, but I, like, aww. Mackenzie knows there's nothing she can do about it. I look to at Griana, and I turn to Kai, and I say, what do we fuck this piece of shit? And I, like,
oh.
And I
Dylan goes into rage.
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking about taking a barbarian level, but I attack it twice.
Okay.
With my boy. The first one's really high. It's 25.
That hits.
And the second one is the same thing, 25.
Oh, my God.
I love this
good.
Dice.
Dylan, we're going to kill it.
Oh, I my just God. Bought this dice, and she's blessing me. Fuck. The first damage is 11.
Okay.
And then the second is max damage. Wow, this dice, they blessed me. 13. So that's 24 total.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll try to do the trip attack one more time to add damage and try to trip it. DC 16 okay. strength, adding 3 damage.
It makes it.
Okay, cool. Well, takes 3 more damage, and I'm not going to try that again.
All right.
I need to save my superiority dice.
You begin hacking into it. All you seeing is the... It still seems red. It still seems like Rihanna's spell is active because all you see is just this blind hatred for this thing that is now
yeah.
hurting the people who you've come to... Not love, but grow fond of over these
yeah,
last few days.
I think she really likes Griana.
I think that she genuinely very much likes Griana. And seeing Iga's helpless expression
and Dylan
really
turns to
Iga you.
And she says, little dude, run. I'll come get you. I promise. Please run. Please get safe. I yell at Iga.
Iga becomes Cooper.
Griana knows that it's the right thing to do.
I try to talk. I will come get you.
All right. Roll a persuasion check.
Oh, no. 19.
My mind is screaming, go, Iga, go.
Iga looks at Griana and then looks at you, Dylan, and then looks back at Griana and then looks at Kai for permission to go.
I go, go.
And with that, Iga... flies for the first time.
Oh, fly with
down
a little
the
mohawk,
stairs
fly.
And through the open door.
Okay.
That's so cute.
Hopefully he won't go far. We can get him. We can get him back.
Hopefully he finds Cooper.
He comes back with Cooper like, hey, guys. I found
Cooper's
this
like,
ferret.
He's just eating rat on a stick in the garbage, dude.
That's Iga.
Slurps up, right, Zil?
That is my turn. I turn back to the bird to eat my dick, please.
Whoa.
Wow. Zil.
Is it the people's turn?
Yes. You see one of them look up
I
at you.
I can't see them. I'm in my room.
Oh, the people.
They see you.
Yes. Hello.
Holding the journal. Holding the journal. You see them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They see you. They see what you're holding. One of them outstretches their hand. Please roll a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. So... 22.
Okay, you're going to make it. You take 17 damage.
From what?
As their hand outstretches.
Okay.
And this black lightning bolt shoots out.
Oh.
Crashes through your window and just hits your whole fucking room.
It's fine.
Luckily, nothing struck you too directly, or you may have been in a little bit of danger. But you look around, and things have started to catch fire.
Okay.
Great. It is your turn.
I'm going to say, can my skateboard be, like, right next to the, like...
Yeah.
So is it an action to just pick it up?
No.
Okay. So I want to pick up my skateboard. I want to look at them. And I want to jump out the window, cast Dimension Door 500 feet towards the ruins.
All right.
Whoa. So, like, as I'm falling, right before I hit them, I'm... and then all right. Somewhere else.
You're falling from the window. You Dimension Door through, appearing, the momentum beginning to carry your skateboard. Make one dexterity check to make sure that you can keep it. Momentum.
19.
All right. And you are on your skateboard, pushing as hard
as
you can.
Did they hear the part about the ruins? Like, did those people?
Probably. I think I said that to them.
Yeah,
also.
Okay.
And you are...
I'm a badass.
heading off. And it is the Raven's turn, who... See if it recharges. Does not.
Yeet.
Goes to... Looks down at the two of you... And goes to bite you.
Yeah.
Dylan. And I need to know, does an 18 hit?
Yes, just does.
Great.
If I have my shield.
You take 27 points of damage.
Holy shit.
As it just bites into your shoulder.
Wait, I have 69 health.
Nice.
That's epic.
Sorry. That took me down to 69, baby.
And bites into you. And while it has a grip on your shoulder, it sort of...
Oh, bitch.
It, like, tears out a bit of your flesh, but in that movement swings its wing around to go and hit you, Kai. Kai, it swings wide, and you manage to duck under it, looking incredibly suave, incredibly cool.
Oh, sick.
And it is your turn.
Whoa.
Okay.
Can I use a reaction real quick? I don't know how parrying would work, but it says when a creature hurts me with a melee attack, I can reduce the damage.
Yes.
So, so I'm going to
go ahead.
Try to parry by, like, pushing back on its jaw as it bites into me.
Okay.
And I regain 6 health.
She's not in rage.
I re-rage!
Nice, beautiful, beautiful, good.
We love it, we stand.
Okay, I saw that fucked up damage it did to Dylan.
I'm holding onto its jaw.
And its mouth is still on Dylan.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Wow, there is a darker power inside me that really wants to do something, but
fucking do it.
I have to do it.
You hear a voice in your head just saying, "Let's go, babe."
I whip out that glaive and I go.
To protect me.
And I try and slice that thing's head off.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
What does it look like to me? I've never seen it before, right?
You see Kai pull out this orb, and in the few seconds that it's in her hand, transform from this dark stone into this terrifying-looking glaive. Runes on it you've never seen. Roll an arcana check.
Dylan's so good at that.
Dylan's very good at it.
That's a natural 15, so a 14.
That juju is bad. It carries an inherent darkness with it.
If you end up glancing at Dylan, you see a bit of a panicked look in her eye when she sees them.
Okay. I pull up my glaive, and I go to slice that thing's neck.
All right, you go to slice.
So that's 9 plus 4. It is a 13 hit.
It does not. It swings wide. Your glaive, it's been a while since you've used it, but I have got to tell you, there's just this good feeling that just spreads throughout your whole body.
I feel it. It feels really nice. Oh, it's out of this world. Good.
Griana.
What?
I'm so sorry.
What?
You are petrified until further notice. I will tell you, Carly, straight right now, that you are petrified until freed by the greater restoration spell or something of similar effect.
Yeah.
You are 100% Hermione Granger levels of petrified. That's the kind of serious somebody. It carries with it.
Can I even think?
You vaguely are passing in and out of consciousness. It's like someone who's comatose. You can't tell what is dream. You can't tell what is real. Jeez. Your parents tell you you're doing such a good job, and you hear Iga fly, but you can't tell if you're dead or not.
Oh, my God.
Do we know clerics? Do we know anybody like that?
Clara knows lesser restoration.
I have never met a cleric.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No one in fucking hell.
Really, you've never been to a temple.
Well, I gotta start praying now, man. All right.
You've never seen one.
Dylan's religious. What god do I have to pray to bring Griana back?
At least I'm Hermione Granger in this situation.
You were fully and truly Hermione Granger.
I'm stressed.
I like her.
Dylan, it is your turn.
Yeah, it is.
You look to your left and you see this terrifying dark glaive come forth, Kai swinging with reckless abandon.
I see that. It looks scary.
Yes.
I think about everything that's happened the last half hour.
Yes. You look at Kai's dress and you look at the raven you're fighting and you notice very distinct similarities. You hear the cries of a teenage girl asking to be heard and listened to.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The promises of evidence.
I gave you my fucking
A meeting hammer. In the morning.
You literally made that dress.
Yeah, I because, Dylan is, so caught between this, this sexy, funny person she's been hanging out with.
Yeah.
And then, all this, hard shit being slammed at her in the last half hour.
Yeah, it's very hard to process.
And she's confused. Her brain doesn't work very well. She has a low intelligence. I think that she is going to try to sort of move away from Kai and still be attacking the creature. Maybe try to, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm going to sort of move away from Kai a little bit, maybe try to flank a bit.
Yeah. You go ahead and you try to move to its side.
Yeah. And as I'm pulling its jaw off of my shoulder.
Yeah. You're struggling to get away.
I use second wind.
Okay.
As a bonus action to get some mo HP.
Get some mo.
Ooh, I regained 17 hit points.
Oh, beautiful.
That's max healing from that boy.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, then I go to flank. And if I'm flanking, do I get advantage? How do you run that with
a DM? I've never taught this to them.
Okay.
But they don't. They're not. They've never used it. But now would be a good time to learn.
Okay.
So, in battle, if you approach the side of an enemy, you get a flanking bonus.
If you're, on opposite sides of it, right?
Yeah. From here on out, you will have permission to do this to enemies, and enemies will have permission to do this to you. Amazing. I just figured since I wasn't doing it to you, you weren't doing it to me. We'd call
it
even.
I've opened this Pandora's box.
But now
box.
That the box has been opened, it is fine for anyone. Yeah, go ahead and roll with advantage.
Cool. I take both attacks on this thing.
Okay.
First one's an 18 to hit.
That misses.
Okay. Second one misses as well.
All right. You are a little scared right now.
Yeah.
You've been approached with a lot of traumatic things in the last half hour of
your life.
Not even
a half hour,
10, 15 minutes. That note in your pocket is burning a hole.
I know. I could have stopped this had I told anybody, but it was 5 minutes.
Ago.
Yeah. That is my turn.
All right. Zil? We'll do this in a moment.
I have a question real quick. Would I get extra speed because I'm on my skateboard and it's not or would my speed be the same?
I would take it from 30 to 45.
Okay.
The raven moves now, infuriated, moving. Does an 18 hit you, Kai?
Yeah.
All right. So its beak just, it doesn't even open. It actually just goes to puncture you. And are you in rage or are you?
I am in rage and I have resistance to plunging, piercing, and slashing.
You're a smart lady because this is 23 points of damage. Halved as it pierces into your shoulder.
Motherfucker.
And then its wing slices out again at you, Dylan. 20, I assume, hits.
Yeah. Natural?
No.
Cool.
You lucky duck.
Thank God.
But that is critical damage.
Great.
I rolled near critical damage on both of those. You take 24 points of damage.
Holy shit. I use my parry again.
Yep.
I'm saving all my superiority dice for
yep.
it. I'm at 68. Ugh, not as fun as 69.
Sorry, baby.
That's max healing on that. So
okay.
I
good.
Regain 9 hit points.
Nice. It is Kai's turn.
I see it hit Dylan and I'm freaking pissed. So I go and I feel it in me and it's like, ow. So I go, and this time I aim for the wing that's closest to me.
Okay.
Like, try to slice it off.
Yep.
Wait, does she get advantage because she's flanking?
Mm-hmm.
8 plus 9 is 17. Does that hit?
No. It swings wide.
What the fuck? Fuck.
Yeah. Dylan, it is your turn.
It's my turn already?
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, petrified and dead, so now
yep.
it's just, like, the three of us. Holy shit. Yeah, I literally can't do anything, but I'm just going to wail on this thing, I
yep.
guess. Yeah, both attacks.
You get advantage.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, I remember that one misses. The second one is a 19.
That hits.
Fucking Jesus. Thank
that's
you.
The AC.
That's 10 points of damage. Hello.
How do you take its life?
Oh.
Yes.
I go to... Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm going to ask you to roll damage for me because I'm going to do something that's going to hurt myself.
Okay.
I'm going to swing my flail and I'm going to swing it around its neck and grab onto the ball.
Oh.
Oh,
shit.
How much damage do I take from that?
How much damage does
it take? It's a D8. So I guess a
D8. Yeah.
I guess I could also roll that, but yeah.
No,
plus your own strength?
what is a D8 plus?
Do you want my strength?
Yeah.
5.
You take 9 damage.
I take 9 damage.
Oh, you're just like juicing your hand, man.
Yeah, so I swing my flail. I throw it around its neck so that the chain hits its neck, and I grab onto the ball. My hand just starts bleeding, and I pull back on it, and I want to snap its neck backwards.
You do just that. Its neck snapping
and
then coming clean off as you topple backwards as you completely decapitate this beast, and then it falls to the ground. And there's like a few moments of like, we did it. Everything go back to normal, please.
I'm crawling to Griana.
My God, that's
and as you crawl to Griana, your hand mangled, crawling by your elbows up these stairs towards her.
Oh, I thought she was down on by the bar.
Nope, she's in the middle of the stairs.
And I'm yelling at Kai to come with me.
Yelling at Kai to come with you.
You're such a soldier.
No one moves.
Even Kai?
Kai moves.
I run to go grab Margiani, throw her on my back, and go meet Dylan.
Okay, so you push all of the frozen bodies out of the way, and you try to pick Margiani up, and it is a feat of strength that doesn't have a lot of longevity to it. She's literally feeling like stone. She's heavy. She's immovable. It'd be like carrying a Margiani-sized rock around with you, which you may try to do.
All right. I try.
All right.
With all my strength.
Roll.
I pick her up. Not using that dice.
Your strength of love.
Ooh, yes. That's strength, right?
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a 22.
You will not let this important person to you hurt any more than they have been. Now you will keep them safe. You are pulling Margiani with you as you struggle to get to your other fallen friend, Dylan, who has now gotten to Griana.
Can I sit her up? Is she laying down?
Yeah, she's sort of hurt. Petrified body is sort of leaning against the railing.
Oh, my God.
Just completely stuck.
I My hand's all gross, so I try to, like, wipe it off a bit, and I tighten her ponytail.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I say, you're okay, you're okay. You look great. Your hair looks great. You're okay. Iga's okay. We're all okay.
Brianna, you hear your mom going, honey, you're great. You're doing great. Everyone's okay.
Can I like
I can't even reply to
try
that.
To like pick her up in a bear hug? I want to hug her and pick her up into my arms.
You hug her, you pick her up, roll the strength.
Hello.
That's an 18.
Through raw will, despite mangled hands, you pick her up. Brianna, you feel the warm embrace of your family.
I just start like rubbing her back, and I look at Kai and I say, "What do we do, man? Is she okay?" Look, and I kind of point my head at Margiani.
I don't know. She's. I look at Dylan. I don't know what to do.
Are you okay? Where's the glaive?
In Kai's hand.
I when I say, are you okay, I point at that with my forehead.
And I look at the glaive and I look back at Dylan and I'm like, I can explain, but now's not the time.
When's gonna be a better time, man?
When we save our friends.
I lean in really close and I put my forehead against yours and I say, put it away.
Okay, I put it away back into the little orby thing.
And it goes back to your side.
Mm-hmm. I kiss you on the cheek and I say, where the fuck did Zil go?
Where did Zil go indeed?
Roll to remember!
You are skating.
Yes.
Like your little heart depends on it.
Fuck.
Roll a dexterity saving throw.
10.
All right. So you are skating as fast as you can and you hear the crack of another lightning bolt. And it hits your skateboard, clears it out straight from under you, sending you flying forward with momentum into the ground as you're struggling to scramble up in time.
Real quick.
You hear the sounds of running people.
I know.
What do you do?
Just because it's like, it'll take a millisecond. I want to recast Minor Illusion on the journal.
Okay, you recast Minor Illusion on the journal as you begin to try and stand up and you hear the sounds of running. You hear some shouting, and then you hear a horse running incredibly fast, and you hear screeching as it pulls stop right next to you. You look up, and Mavis Mormont is on a horse looking down at you.
You fuck.
And she holds out her hand, and she says, let's go.
I do one of those things where I clap it, like you halfway clap it, up.
And with her strength, Mavis pulls you up and onto the back of the horse, and you two set off. And that is where we will end tonight's session.
Oh, come on.
That's where we're ending. That's where we're stopping.
Sorry, ladies.